Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, November the 30th. We've got two topics today. Columbia Friends of China and the Alzheimer's Association. They're having a big event to help you out with Christmas shopping. Let's start, first of all, with Shalmei Wiedemeyer. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome back to Radio Friends. We're going to talk a little bit about Columbia Friends of China. For people who may not be aware of your organization, what is it?
It is a non-for-profit civic organization and to promote exchange between Chinese community and Columbia. You knew that the Tribune last couple of weeks ago just had a big article about how many Chinese students are in town.
Chinese students add to the economy here in Columbia, Central Missouri, and the university.
Yeah, but meanwhile, still there's a lot of misunderstanding among the people who really have never been to China or haven't been really exposed to the Chinese culture, Chinese food, activity. And that's where we come in. Hopefully, we'll bring in some events and to the people and also teach Chinese about America.
Yeah.
This is both ways.
Well, you have the one big event that you have
right.
is that Dumpling Festival.
Yes.
And we went to your Dumpling Festival.
I'm so glad you and Jim could come.
Oh, my goodness, how good it was. You had boiled dumplings. You had fried dumplings.
Right.
Did you have poached dumplings?
Yeah, no, just boil and fry.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
And it just so much food.
Yeah, that was wonderful. It was over 200 people came out, and we raised over $4,000
on
that one event.
And you get a lot of food, too. And you had Chinese music.
And
you were giving prizes away.
Yeah, and silent auction went very well. And this is the money actually we used to bring the artist to come to Columbia. We brought the Kai Master last year, who was just a great guy who could fly kite indoor without the wing.
Indoors?
And, yeah, he flew kites indoor, and he visited a many schools. The kids just love him.
Didn't you bring someone one year who painted inside
a bottle,
inside
the snuff bottle? That was one of them. And next year, we hope to bring a special lady who does paper cutting on leaves.
Oh.
So in that way, I'm working with her right now, hopefully to bring her about around May and June.
You know, I'm just always, when the painting in the bottle.
Yes.
I don't understand how anybody can.
A lot of patience.
Oh, patience. when we were in Beijing several years back, I bought a globe with a little tiny hole in the bottom, and I was watching the artist painting the Great Wall of China.
Yes.
On the inside of the globe.
And they're doing the reverse.
They're doing it reverse. And the hole that he was going in through was about the size of a little pinky finger.
There are some really fantastic artwork over there.
So if people want to find out more about the Friends of China
in
Columbia?
Yeah, we have a website called ColumbiaFriendsOfChina.com. And that's probably where they should, you know, get the latest event, activity, and all of that.
And they'll tell you all about your dumpling festival coming up. How many thousands of dumplings did you...
4,000 dumplings.
And you made all of them yourself?
Oh, yeah, right. They won't even let me touch it because... the ladies who helped me most are from northern part of China. That's what their specialty.
And they work very fast. They
I was too slow for there. So they say, just stay out of the kitchen.
Okay. You were the MC.
Yes.
Shalmei, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Come back again.
Yeah. And you look so nice.
Well,
go to kbia.org, click on programs, and then Paul Pepper, and you can see, watch this segment and see, what are you wearing?
Oh, this is just actually just a sweater. It's cold enough that
oh,
I brought it
Oh, I thought
up.
It had some significance.
No, no, Chinese. This is Chinese favorite color, red and black.
Yeah,
and
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming by. Okay. Now we got Ashley Burden with us, Alzheimer's Association of Mid-Missouri. Good to have you here, Ashley.
Hi.
And you have an event that is starting next week, mm-hmm. right? December, what, 4th?
And 6th. Tuesday, December 6th.
Okay, what's going on?
It's our holiday open house. It's called the Memorable Marketplace. And we have a lot of vendors come in who do hand-painted and handcrafted holiday gifts and decor, spa baskets, and all kinds of fun holiday gifts that they sell to people there, you know, to have come and have a good time. And a portion of the funds go to the Alzheimer's Association.
So it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, it is a fundraiser, but it's also just an open house, a chance to tour our office, learn more about what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. And we did sneak in Seven Springs Winery is going to come and do some wine tasting. So we're going to sneak in a little fun, too.
Oh, okay. This is at the Memorable Marketplace.
Mm-hmm. It's called Memorable Marketplace, and it'll be at our office at the Alzheimer's Disease Education Center.
Okay. So people can do some Christmas shopping.
Yep, and we planned it for 4 to 7 p.m., so it's a great thing to get some ladies from the office together, come right after work, do a little wine tasting, do a little shopping. Mm-hmm. Should be really
fun. How
much
money are you hoping you'll raise from this?
Well, this is not really a big, huge money maker. This is more about the holiday season, awareness and open house. So the focus is more on the outreach and less on
the
money making.
Okay. We have about a minute and a half here left. As far as awareness, what do you want the community to know?
Well, for people who have, you know, particularly around the holidays, when you're seeing loved ones you haven't seen for a while, you may notice some signs and symptoms you've never noticed before, or things you've noticed before are more concerning. So this would be a really good time to go visit alz.org/10signs, get yourself familiar with the 10 signs of Alzheimer's disease. And if you do have concerns that need to be addressed, give us a call and we'll refer people to a physician.
So how do you handle this? If you see a relative that really is showing signs of mm-hmm. Alzheimer's, how do you...
It's very delicate.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's very.
Do you mm-hmm. talk to that person about it, mm-hmm. or do you talk to someone close to them about it?
I think there's lots of different ways to do it. I think it depends on your relationship with them. Is this a spouse or a parent? Is this a friend? You know, concerns about yourself. And so we can talk through some of those strategies. Because we've worked with so many families, we can always just offer advice.
So there is no pat answer to how you handle it.
No, I think when you're talking about things that are as delicate as this, there's many different ways that need to be approached. We need to have respect for people. We need to come with the right information. And we need to have a plan for what to do if in fact, that is the problem.
That's a wonderful, wonderful answer to that. So if over the holidays you do run into a relative that you are suspecting may start to show signs of Alzheimer's, go to the website, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's Association website, or give you a call.
Yeah, or give us a call. We actually have a 24-hour helpline, which is 800-272-3900, and that'll connect you with a care consultant 24 hours a day.
Okay.
For that information.
Ashley Burden, thank you so much for coming by. Don't forget the
Memorable Marketplace.
Memorable Marketplace.
Tuesday, December 6th.
Thank you.
4 p.m.
Thank you. Well, you're just doing my job for you. You're helping me out. Thank you. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Kathy Martin and Dave Pera, a little bit of Christmas music. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Raymond Tungakar, our floor director, Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program or listen to it again, sign up for a podcast or a podcast, kbia.org.